It's not that unusual that his cadre Republican sycophants would nominate President Trump for a Nobel Prize. To them, Trump is delivering on the undeliverable. Whether he has earned it or not is not relevant. Since Trump is trying to reverse everything that Obama attempted to do, it's no surprise that they feel if Obama should have received the Nobel, why not the Donald? And why not? Look at the Nobel Committee's history. First, they did give it to a warmongering president before he was even a warmonger, President Obama. Yet even before his first bombs dropped on innocent villagers or droned individuals, he was already silent about the massive war crimes being committed by Israel during the siege of Gaza when he was only president-elect. His argument for his silence was that foreign policy should be left to the sitting president, George Bush. However, he was quick to condemn and verbalize his outrage over the Mumbai massacre during the same time. The Nobel Committee sure has had second thoughts now that Obama's term is over and he had extended Bush's wars and added a few of his own. You would think they would think twice about making such a blunder. But the Nobel Committee doesn't seem to learn from previous blunders. Giving the prize to Henry Kissinger for bringing the Vietnam War to an end is like rewarding the arsonist for pulling the fire alarm. Kissinger to this day cannot travel to a number of countries for fear of arrests or at least questioning for his massive war crimes all over the world, from Chile to Indonesia and in between. So let the Republicans cheer on Trump for the prize, and let's enjoy their wailing when he doesn't win it and they claim persecution, witch hunt, or whatever. They'll almost be like the Democrats in blaming everything on everyone else, but the only reason. You don't award the world's most prized award to an idiot.